the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech, and great to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you, and welcome to the conference.
Now, good to see rooms packed again with lenders.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, we're double the attendance of last year. I think we have 650 agriculture bankers from the United States and Canada here, and it's really great. This is my 45th year.
Well, speaking of that, what's changed over that time?
It's real interesting. I would have to say a significant change is, of course, technology. It was real interesting. When I first broke into this business, everything was done by calculator or handwritten. Now, of course, we've got the computer spreadsheets, and it's really accelerated things. But sometimes it makes us lazy. One of the messages I often will give the bankers here, don't check your brains at the door. In other words, make sure you go through and these spreadsheets. Do they make sense? And can you communicate them to your customers? Can the customer communicate them to you? So, yeah, technology's changed us, but that old interpersonal relationship is still something that's gone through the decades.
What led you into this industry?
It was real interesting. It goes back to my childhood. I used to go with mom and dad to the bank. I'm a dairy farm kid from upstate New York, and it just intrigued me. I thought they just went to the bank and money just rolled out. But then I noticed my mother preparing financial statements. And then when I was involved with VOAG, FFA, I started assisting her on that. And that got me very, very interested, you know, in the whole area. And I actually went away from agriculture. I played basketball and majored in business. But then I kind of brought it all back together and earned my master's and doctorate at Cornell and kind of tied it all in together. Virginia Tech, California, and Wisconsin made me the offer. I took the lowest offer because a banker came to my interview and wrote me a personal letter to my wife and I and said, if you'll come to Virginia Tech, we'll support you. And that is the reason I went to Virginia Tech. And by the way, he was a big part of this conference, he got me started.
You mentioned basketball in there. I know you still are very active in that.
I was up until the pandemic. I played in the NBA. Noontime Basketball Association. But, you know, it was interesting. It was a group of faculty, students, and deans and all this. And, you know, one of the things about basketball, I played on every continent except Antarctica. But one of the things is playing sports, or particularly basketball, you just make friends from around the world. And that has been so useful. And as my high school basketball coach, he was from New York City, so I got that New York City accent. He says, you know, one thing about basketball, it'll teach you about connections and contacts. And he says, in this world, you will go in life through your people skills. And he says, always treat people like secretaries and janitors very well, because they'll open doors for you never thought they would be open. And boy, that has stuck with me. And I've always tried to teach that, whether I was teaching at Cornell or down at Virginia Tech.
Good advice, and maybe the opportunity now to send some advice back to producers as we put the wraps on 22 and uncertain 23.
I'll tell you one of the things that I would just suggest, and of course I'm an agriculture producer and we have a dairy creamery, get on top of your financials. And one of the things, we've become very complacent the past couple of years because, you know, we had lush government payments, we had paper wealth through land values increase. Now we're coming into a part of the cycle that what's going to separate folks is going to be their business and financial IQ. It's being able to put together a cash flow, a marketing, and a risk management plan, and then executing the plan, and then working side by side with your lender, your advisor, and monitoring that throughout. That's going to be the difference maker. And it's kind of like basketball. One of the things is, you try to be 5% better in a few of the basic areas, and you'll come out a champion, or you will put the odds in your favor you know, 7 of 10 years. And it doesn't take that much to be that little bit better. And so being proactive in what I call business and financial IQ is going to be critical for success. And that's why I'm optimistic about agriculture. And the down part of the cycle is that actually you need that every once in a while because it'll kind of clean out the ones that aren't so good and create opportunities for the ones that are proactive.
So I guess what you're saying is, much like having to practice those free throws, you need to spend time practicing on the financials, even though what you really love to do is farm.
Exactly. And I give the story yesterday. I was at Davidson University, home of Steph Curry. And one of my hobbies is to hang out with Division III and Division I basketball teams. And people are very gracious, and they allow me to go to practices, film sessions, and everything. And I was observing, sitting over on the bench, the assistant coaches working with the point guards on a Saturday morning. And they carefully reminded them, when you got people yelling and screaming at you, and all these uncontrollables, focus over the rim, follow your fundamentals, and you're going to make 80% of the shots. Same advice would go for an agriculture producers. In other words, kind of focus over the rim, kind of drown out these uncontrollables. We can't control Putin or Washington, D.C. or the election results. Focus on the things you can control and manage around the uncontrollable and stick to your basics.
So great to see you. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, and good luck. And you all do such a great job. And keep up the good work.
Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech, from the ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.